Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise from Balance Me Coaching. And I love sharing with you different ideas, techniques that you can use to create more balance in your life. And today I've got Yulia. Hi, Yulia.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
Good, good. So, can you explain a little bit about what you do in your work?
Absolutely. So, I'm a flow consultant and high performance coach. And my work revolves around helping teams and businesses in setting up flow and systems and structures that allow them to do their best work while keeping themselves sane.
Yeah, it's very difficult keeping that balance. What led you to this position?
It was a very interesting journey, very, very great question. So I really love sharing with people that I found my ikigai. You know, if you know that concept of that comes from Japan about, you know, what you love doing and what world needs and intercession of that. So I really feel comfortable that I arrived to this place, but it was really painful journey because I actually started in as a scientist and my career developed in the corporate world in a position that was really not really aligned with who I am and my skills. And it took me a couple of years to find out, actually, this is not what I'm best at. Like, and just like from that analysis and understanding how I can apply myself better and learn from those experiences. And really, really, I think my biggest driving force in my life has been this ultimate desired, ultimate purpose about living my best life and finding out where's my gifts are, like what's my purpose, like so that I don't waste my life. I think this has been driving me since I was a teenager. And on that journey, there was a lot of, I would say, soul searching and figuring out, okay, this is not it, and trying things out. And I've been always driven to find out about how can we use our time better so that we don't waste it. And I've taken so many courses. I've taken so many certifications on how do we become like best version of selves? How do we maximize our time? And frankly, I arrived to the point that it was just like, go, 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 do, do, do. And then to the point that my body starts shutting down, I start becoming sick. And I start learning how, like something is wrong here. Like in my mind, I wanted to be this high achiever and develop my career and things like that. But in reality, like there are some moments where I just get sick and I won't be able even to fulfill my commitments because my body just shuts down. And what really opened up for me is when I became a mother a few years ago. That was an experience that really brought home to me a lot of lessons and said, yes, this is what's important. And this is how I learned to slow down. And this is how I learned to combine being high achiever and being in the flow as well. So yeah, this is a very interesting journey.
Great. You do mention flow. Can you explain flow a little bit? Because I know once you're working in flow, and I love working in flow, but a lot of times people stay in flow too long and then they hit the burnout part.
Absolutely. So flow is a very great concept, and there's a lot of different resources you can find about flow. And for me, flow is that when you don't have obstacles, when you enjoy what you're doing and time disappears, you just get more things done and you just enjoy it and you feel fulfilled, right? But what happens is a lot of people stumble upon flow by accident. And here's what I discovered, that there's, once you know what activities put you in the flow, you can be deliberate with it as well. And for many, and I know a lot of listeners are entrepreneurs, there's a lot of activities that must happen in a business. And what happens is a lot of those activities may not be activities that put you in a flow. And that's why people struggle. And then I have that constant constraints. Like if you think about river, and then I will be this boulders and big rocks and fallen trees. And then you push against that flow because it's not natural to you. You do activities. For example, a lot of creative entrepreneurs I work with and people who are, for example, in healthcare, right? Like they are, these are personalities that work more with people and relationship-based. And then they would have to do activities for their business that are task-oriented, like you know, you look for bookkeeping or some little things. And they kind of feel annoyed and that drains their energy, but they force themselves to do that. And then they struggle and that what actually will put them out of the flow. And then they have to go back to the activity. So they constantly have to switch between all these things. And that definitely leads to burnout and people really draining themselves.
Now, what advice can you give to people to, I guess, manage their time and their tasks more efficiently?
My best advice is really understanding who you are as a person and what frequency you operate best at, and then look at your schedule and understand how can you create a flow in your week, create a rhythm that allows you for different frequency. For example, create different themes, daily themes. So you have a day for managing money. You have a day to manage meetings or going for networking if it's not your jam. So you have that, you create a space and mindset to get in that energy, and it will allow you to free up a lot of space even in your head. So like, for example, if somebody sends me an invoice and then I just put it, okay, this is for my Money Monday to deal with, and I don't have to think about it and keep on the back of my head, oh, I have to pay it or whatnot. So that allows for really freeing up a lot of capacity to do the things that you're active. And whatever your best frequencies at is making sure you spend every day at least an hour, 2 hours doing that activity. So if being with people energizes you, are you connecting to people? Even in today's world, like we're on Zoom more than in person, but is those conversations are meaningful enough to fulfill you and energize you?
Great. What kind of work do you do with people?
For me, everything starts with really understanding the baseline and understanding where the person is at and where they try to go. So like in anything, coaching and consulting world is really becoming clear of what objectives people have. And for me, usually people come when they want to have an efficient process, when they want to set up systems that help them manage their time and energy better. Right. And what I do is the combination of consulting and coaching. So I do workshops with teams in corporate world. And then we take big problems that they face with their teams and we break them down and we solve them. And then I coach them through learning the skills for problem solving and doing that. So that's like the biggest piece of my work. Another aspect is really working with entrepreneurs who want to do it all or have it all, what you say. And they come to me and they say, oh, I need some help to manage my time better. And I say, okay, let's look at what your life looks like and where we can create space and fulfillment and activities that help you stay a high achiever, achieving your goals, but at the same time, in a healthy way so that you don't lose your relationship, you don't lose your health, you don't mess up a relationship with your kids as well. So that's in a nutshell what I do.
So that's great. So basically, in a nutshell, you help high performance and high achievers continue being high performance and high achievers, but creating balance in their lives as well.
Absolutely. Yes, that's a nice way of putting it.
And so what are your best tips for creating balance?
Very great question, because most people I worked with, they have this idea that balance is spending equal amount of time on every activity that's important for them. And that's not true. So the very first tip, and I think it's very important, is defining what balance looks like to you. Because if for some people, there's definition that's not aligned with them, they will struggle implementing it as well. So if for some people, for example, activities for their health and their physical realm are more important than spiritual, so it's important that they don't say, oh, I have to dedicate a lot of time to my spiritual development and meditation and, you know, attending to whatever faith person believes in, right? So it's really becoming clear on what balance looks like to you. And then understanding that it's a little bit like with juggling. At times, we have periods of times when we get out of balance, but it's more state of mind than what we have to do, right? Because majority of people have really clear understanding of what I should be doing. And then the moment they start thinking, oh, I'm not doing what I should be doing, they feel that they're out of balance. Right. So this is first two critical steps is really number one, defining what balance looks like to you. And number two, looking at really having a clear look at your life and your activities and understanding of where things are in misalignment. And then number three is like getting help. If you can't do it yourself, always. It might be getting a course or working with someone who is specializing in it or reading a book. There's like a lot of, you know, information in the world right now, right, for you to implement it. But in implementation is a high step. And if you don't really know where is your problem, it will be really hard to say, oh, this book will work or that course will work. Or so I think this would be my first steps to recommend somebody if they're asking me about balance.
Yeah, I find that too, working with clients, that you can go so far on your own and we have blocks and that we've set up blocks that we're not even aware of sometimes. So we go so far and then that block hits or that wall that we've built and then we don't go over that line.
Yeah, absolutely. And people don't know what they don't know, right? Like there's a big area and then I think also the big challenge right now is that we have way too much information available. And it's really hard for people to understand what information would apply to them, right? I see a lot in working with the small businesses that they would go to a course or watch the webinar and I said, this is a great idea for me to implement in my business. And then I will sit down with them and say, look, your business is not at that stage. It's not at that level to be implementing it. It's a great idea, but for you, it will take more time, more effort. Just because somebody said it's a great idea may not be necessarily a great idea for you. Absolutely. So being attuned. And some people are great at tuning in and what they need, but some people, you're right, like they need help. They would benefit from having a conversation and having that extra pair of eyes to give an insight.
And as a coach, having that sounding board and that area where you explore different ideas. So let's start to wrap this up. Is there any other tips or techniques that you can offer our audience today?
Yeah, absolutely. I love sharing that. There's one, it was very interesting from my personal journey, something that I learned recently, especially like in the last year when the world slowed down. And it was a great opportunity. I look at it as last year was a great opportunity for us to scale up our learning experience and reflection and, you know, evolved in a different level because we were faced with so many unknowns and uncertainties and challenges and things just were showing up, right? And one of the things that I learned that I'm sharing with people right now is really understanding the concept of managing yourself and your energy and taking time to reflect. Like it's what I call the spirit energy, taking time for reflection. What are you learning from the experiences? We all, as high achievers, people set up big plans and sometimes they don't work, right? Do we set time and learn from that experience? Say, what have I discovered through this obstacle? What is it teaching me? Because for me personally, in the past year, I learned a lot about slowing down and being with my family. As you know, there's a big disconnect for high achievers in the like doing mode versus being mode. As a new mother, I experienced that because I looked online and there was all this, you know, on Instagram, you see all these mothers doing different crafts with their children at home when they stay at home instead of school and doing, and then I realized like, I can't do that. Like, I'm not that type of mother, right? Like, and it was very challenging for me to realize. And I think a lot of women especially struggle with this right now. They want to do these things with their children. And realizing that it's about being a mother, not doing a mother. And that will help so many. I hope it will help so many women to have that mindset shift around being a mother. Like, you can have a big list of, you know, activities you can do with a child, but just being with them and listening to them and being present, just forget about your list, forget about, you know, even the school curriculum, but what can you learn from experience of being with them and being a mother? So that's a very important lessons I learned personally, and I love sharing it as well.
Well, that's a wonderful insight. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate your time, and the listeners will appreciate, especially with being a mother. Yes, a lot of mothers do. They put way too much on their plate because they feel like they're expected to do this and that. And meanwhile, yeah, it's just sitting down and reading a book sometimes with your child, which is most precious, right?
Absolutely. I really hope that more and more people come to realizations that a lot of expectations that they, like society puts on us, families puts on us. We're just thankful for the opportunity of the 2020 to help us slow down and say, is that really important? Is that what's necessary for our well-being, our family's well-being, our community's well-being?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, and thank you so much, Denise, for having me.
Yes, and thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.